First of all, begin by adjusting your motivation, thinking that you're here in this occasion to listen to the most profound teachings of the Mahayana. The reason why you are receiving these teachings is because you're aspiring to be able to help sentient beings who have been your mothers in the past and are as vast as the vastness of space. So for their sake, you aspire to reach this precious state of perfect and complete enlightenment, the state that is characterized by the full development of all positive qualities and the total elimination of every trace of negativity. With this particular thought in your mind, please adjust your motivation. By stating the first verses for adjusting our own motivation, we mention reaching the state of perfect and complete enlightenment. When we talk about the enlightened being, the Buddha, in Tibetan we have a number of terms describing this particular state, the state of that being. We use the word Sangye to talk about Buddha, or we can talk about Changchub, which is usually translated as enlightenment. And also in English we use the Sanskrit word Buddha or Buddhahood to describe that state. If we analyze the Tibetan word Sangye, we see that it is made up of two syllables. The first syllable, Sang, is the syllable that describes the thorough purification that has been accomplished. And here when we talk about purification, we're talking about removing all types of afflictions, all types of obscurations to knowledge and every other trace of negativity. The second syllable, Ge, talks about the expansion, the increase. And here we talk about the increase of all the great qualities of the Buddha. Now, this state of complete eradication of negativity, of full development of qualities, this awakened state, is possible to be achieved. We all sentient beings actually possess the potential to reach that particular state. And knowing that we possess such a potential, we can easily set as our target, as the object of our practice, to reach that particular state. And as we do that, it is quite important to remind ourselves of the incredible qualities of the holy body, speech and mind of the Buddha. And with great faith and the faith of conviction, actually set our goal, as our goal, the attainment of such a particular state. Whatever dharmic activity we do, whether it is the activity of hearing, listening to the Dharma, whether it is the activity of reflecting on it, or whether it is the activity of generating familiarity with it by meditating on it, it's very important at the beginning to set properly one's motivation. It is not enough to think that we will engage in any of these activities for the sake of myself alone, but rather it is much more meaningful to say that whatever we do, we will do it for the sake of all sentient beings. Therefore, make sure from the beginning that you set your motivation and you make sure that it is the mind of bodhicitta that influences and qualifies all your dharma activities.
Some time ago, we talked about the Samantabhadra prayer, and we explained within the context of that, we had an explanation of the four countless aspects. Within that, we also discussed the different deeds of the Buddha, and we said that from deeds of enlightened activity of body, speech, and mind, it is actually the enlightened activity of the speech of the Buddha that is the most important from our own side. It's the easiest for us to receive and be affected
affected by that. But in every time that the speech of the Buddha is communicated and transmitted, it is very important for us, for everyone who is involved in that, or for the one who transmits it, as well for the ones who receive it, to engage in this activity by means of the four countless aspects. So we will explain those, and please try to keep those in mind in this occasion where you will be receiving, you will be hearing the transmission of the sutra. Later on, when you will be reciting it, when you will be reflecting on it, or when you will be meditating on it. So first of all, visualize that the space in front of you is completely filled by countless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. The place is completely filled by countless objects of refuge. There are as many as atoms exist in all the myriads of worlds. So this first one, the countless objects of refuge, is the first countless aspect. The second one is that actually you are engaging in this activity not with one single body, but with countless bodies, with as many bodies as atoms exist in the countless existence in these realms of this world. Of course, those who abide on the grounds are actually capable of manifesting these myriads of bodies. Those who have not reached such high levels of realization, at least they can visualize, they can think that they are manifesting countless bodies. So manifesting countless bodies and engaging in the activity of hearing, or later on reciting, reflecting and meditating, is the second countless. The third one is to actually visualize that you're not doing this activity alone, but to think that you're surrounded by countless myriads types of sentient beings who fall into the six types of migrators. So imagine that the place is completely filled by gods, asuras, humans, nagas, hungry ghosts, hell beings, all sorts of beings that fall into the six type of migrators. But for the sake of auspiciousness, visualize all them as being in the human aspect. So countless sentient beings join you in this activity. This is the third aspect of countless. And the last one is to think that you're engaging in this activity in order to be able to purify negativity and obscuration that has been accumulated and committed over the three times by those countless sentient beings. So keeping those four countless aspects in your mind, also add a further visualization. Think that from the heart of your countless bodies, rays of light and nectar emanate and go out. Those, they reach the environment and completely purify it. After they purify the environment, they also affect sentient beings that inhabit this environment, and they completely transform them so that very quickly these beings proceed into the path and very quickly see them attaining the state of enlightenment due to this activity of yours. So with this frame of mind, with this understanding, this visualization, prepare yourself to receive these teachings.
我觉得今天一般人都就就大就当就搞的这个，弄自己的嘛就就人白天的精力就得精力嘛，弄个精力多白人都就弄嘛都那个就才就老才家当班老板当，弄头呢就才就老板陪我年白人白人都，我在顶这个忙里嘛，但生意吧就当，但当当当就当你喜欢那些。 还有个当了当了，像个专门当当没有可能当，主要根据他那几单把他们几个都到过酒店多些，就去轻易当上冷饮那酒店对，酒店多上两个月吧的。我在宁夜那他们几个都到过去年多些那的，顶这个上路当下就就主要没咱们嘛是来来广告个嘛人个有吧，年不想那个到过出租车就接那，就在入这个三间酒店先去。 就从几个上来，顶着有玩的哇，可玩卡不起，再么呢，地方难免有嘛，也是，日日日日那么，其实呢，刚刚的有玩的，常常呢，刚刚的有玩的，等着刚刚的有玩的，乐乐刚刚的有玩的，我就说说说说，刚刚的，说说说说，接了些地就用，什么去个过年，甚至腊八当，等你，我这当，等真白相，接下的，我就地卡是接下也能朋友接，全部样的呢。
Narumshi was saying that actually in the beginning, when at the beginning of the teachings, when the teacher sets the motivation, the teacher recites one, the verse that you hear, and in that it says, "I will teach the profound Dharma for the sake of sentient beings." Now, for this is from the side of the teacher, but from the side of the students, you can think, "I will hear the profound Dharma for the sake of sentient beings." So just adjust. We need to make this slight adjustment of this word. Now, it's important to consider sentient beings and all the types of suffering they experience, because, as we say, abiding within cyclic existence is as comfortable as it would be if you were sitting at the tip of the needle. And this applies to every sentient being, whether we talk about gods, whether we talk about nagas, whether we talk about humans. Every sentient being has their own particular type of suffering. By engaging in this activity, where Dharma is transmitted, where Dharma is heard, is perceived, and where there's the blessings are issued forward, then we have to think strongly that it is all done for the sake of sentient beings and that their suffering has been removed, has been eliminated. We are here today to receive the transmission of the Sangata Sutra, and there is a great explanation of the benefits of first of all, transmitting this sutra, then receiving this sutra. And it says the benefits are incredible. Even just receiving, reciting, recollecting one verse of this sutra, one word of this sutra, the merit is incredible. The blessings and the benefit of that is incredible. Even writing and reproducing this sutra, even if you were to write down one word of this sutra, the benefits would be incredible.
just before that, let me just mention that by having received the oral transmission of the Sangata Sutra, that you read one time, the benefit equals without receiving the oral transmission, then read this scripture 100 times. So the benefit is equal. After having received all transmission, you read it one time, the benefit equals to without having received the all transmission, the lineage, then have read this 100 times. So the light beam before the purified sentiments come from Buddha Bodhisattvas and purified also all sentiments.
Now, this Sangata Sutra is actually divided into three main parts, and Rinpoche was thinking that after we complete the first part, maybe we can, Rinpoche would like to also offer the transmission of the Diamond Kata Sutra, and then probably by continuing with an afternoon session, we will be able to complete the transmission.
Oda dinim baba songo ndu ndoyo zembara shur Jagar gidar yar na songo na tu sadar Na dharma na bara ya po gidam baba songo ndu chuji nam jant Pambu tambu sanji dan janju zemba damji la shang zara lu Dagi dago tuha tuji na jimne di jarbu kabna Nijagu jim pambu irala gilangu gende jembo
Now, if we look at the name of the sutra, the Papa Sumbe Do, it's translated here as the Connected Sutra. And we need to understand that when we look at sentient beings, there are, of course, a number of sentient beings who have heard the Dharma and have had contact with Dharma, but there is a great number of sentient beings who have never heard of it. And they are as if they are in a state where they are hungry and thirsty because they have not received the instruction of the Dharma, the same way that an ordinary being would be suffering from hunger and thirst if they don't receive any nourishment, any foods and drinks. Similarly, we can become deprived, hungry and thirst for the Dharma. So the first type of connection that is to be understood within the context of this sutra is that whatever activities we do, we know that we're always dedicated not just for ourselves, but so that we can reach the state of enlightenment in order to be able to benefit all sentient beings. So this action of including all sentient beings in our dedication, of having the aspiration to help them all in this way, is, let's say, the first aspect or the first factor of connectiveness. Now, the second one is that we understand that, of course, there are, as we say, certain sentient beings who have heard the Dharma, but not everyone has familiarity with teachings of the Great Vehicle. But by engaging in these activities of transmitting the Mahayana teachings, eventually sentient beings will hear about them. After a while, they will start reflecting, they will start meditating about it, and through that, they will develop some familiarity in their minds with the Mahayana teachings. So this is the second aspect of connectedness, of bringing things, beings together.
Tandana yaya di jigda samchen jiglu yun yun dang samchen lu gimba nisi. Ta chu ma tu a dang di ma tu to go kum di wanda wo yimba yandu o jigda kumba nipo di ti ngu zang. Ti nipo de la jig chu tuwa di kanga rong rong so so sanji a go cheta ngu zaba yandu ngu wa giba di to kui wari wa ti go kum da wo so kui wari se na. Samchen yone yang kum so kuri samchen gimba ri yang kum so kuri se na. Tā nāṁ rāṁ nīpo bharjī tīnā jī rī tāmbō lā tīnā jī jī tāni tāpā chēmbū chūlā jīgāyā dēyāṁ yāṁ jīgā rākā yuvā mārī tāna āmjā kā tūgāyā yuvā mārī tūnā tāṁ tī mārī jīgā sāmbā tāṁyā rākā yuvā mārī gum jāgā rākā yuvā mārī tī kum tīvān rāvā tīlā yāṁ jīgā tāndā kā tāpā chēmbū chū jī tsar tī mārī rā jīgā tāngā nīmbā
Now, within the sutra, we find this terminology of young and old sentient beings. And Ersha was saying, I really think that it refers to, it makes a distinction between those who maybe have heard or have not heard the Dharma, those who have familiarity with teachings of the Great Vehicle or not. In whichever is the case, eventually we need to understand that if all this being, if we were to make this dedication that whatever virtue is created through hearing the Dharma, it can be dedicated towards the ultimate enlightenment of all these beings. So you can see that this dedication will come into fruition. Now, the other issue that is discussed here is that, of course, there are a lot of sentient beings who have not even entered the Great Vehicle. They have never had an opportunity to listen to teachings of the Great Vehicle. For even more, did not have any opportunity to hear or to meditate or reflect or develop familiarity with those. But now, as this teaching, as this sutra of the Great Vehicle is transmitted, there is an opportunity that is offered to all the sentient beings. So eventually the hope is that through the blessing of this transmission of this sutra, eventually they will not only they hear it now, but eventually they will truly enter into the ranks of the Great Vehicle.
Kanda Baba Samche Nipo Nda Tawana Chuchi Yangsa Kumbha Yandhi Nyi Kongshi Na Kanda Baba Nda Dardhi Chuna Samche Tamche Samche Tamche La Sam Nyamba O Kanda Baba Nipa Na Kong Chutuni Samche Tamche La Tsongpar Yangta Par Rabda Tumba Shangchu Samba Kanda Babi Surwa Chumde Ndi Chutuni Samche Tamche La Tsongpar Yangta Par Rabda Tumba Kong La Var Chumde Ndi Je Katsarwa Kanda Baba Chuna Chutuni Shangchu Ta Yangsa Ngoti Nam Shangchu Ta Yangsa Ngoba Tiena Some Then he don't use the best and book on the Baba, tell you long need. You name the Kadawa, the Lord of Dermo Jerva, the dear, you name the land of Kijis or you name the ends and burn the bird, Jim Conover, Jim Conover. Then you name the Jim don't use the best and burn book on the Baba, Kazava, Kanda Baba, and Jim Condor, and Hogany, and I may buy out the words of his own birds of us, oh, Jeva, did of them, you know, the ends of which we are on the dripper, no dripper and Jerwood. Chang Jeva Zamba Kanda Babi Surva, Chimney and the Jokonda, Chimkongina, Samjandra Lava Nam, and I may buy on the birds of his own, you don't want birds of our own, Jack, Chimney and the Jacasarva, Kanda Baba Chu, Dijan, Jabalar, Tondon, Rubber, Sambano, Lizo, Kanda Baba, Dijan, and the Lions, and Movie, Jibber, and Yonji, Kanda Baba, one Chongan Diva, two. Kerbatron, Mibarjava, Dizzy, 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 Dizz Yeah. bhaja dhamma shimbhanur kriva dhantro jichiru lanchu chichan nuryamar kanda kanda chivarayan tita tata shimbhachin tita sanji shimbhani samhutin dhivachi tini chumdendi lanchu samba samba shimbho kanda bhavi nukichi sorodho chumdendi chitara chumdendi chitempa Nandana Pony Sayami Tijana Pami Mayami Nandragun Yandra Rabdan Dor Combatum Branimido Dana Nacheom Nari Namayudo Shayami John Shayami Dana Chu Matandi and Gummi Dinger Turano Tijanjaba Matami Mazi Chambu Nyoranger Namazi Chambu Nyoranger Yon Tiz and Achiruva Shiva Tauju Jivu Tito Tenny on Divi Munil Nasalatini, Dungeon and John, Yonji Korejido, Nadinis about the Gijan, the person you conning Joe, Dodon of Lambemans, and Ruanam Dog Chapters or Tiny Juni and the Jens and Bands in each on Jews and Bab, Kundupava, La Castrava, Nakundupava, Sonda, Jam, Tauchin, Chiruva Namna, Chiruva Namna, Nachu Jigger, Tigges Radon, Tigges Castravadon, Juni and the Lash on Jews and Bass and Bajimbo Kundupa. See the energy and the energy, and then the Gazara Gandaba, Ronga, the energy, Tubji, and you love Jesus, Honshu, Gandaba, the genus of Bantina, Nasherishoji, Tennis on Jews and Bab, Gandaba, Tennis on Najum, the Dila, Courage, the Dinya, the Manorage, the Tennis on the Najam, Matoja, the Dava, like you, then, but no trouble, Tao, Chuana, Dingara, and the Chuani, John Dingara. Chini, Dingerji, and Yuba Mondan Jong, Chini, Nijin, Yubanam Jong, or Nili, Govern Yubanam Jong, or Givalin Chuan Yubanam Jong, or Jimendi, Chivali, Chuan Yuba, Chuan Yuba, Chuan and Jerashi, Juba Kono, Merchini, Yuba Mondan Jong, dear Najavin Yuban Jong, or Kumin Yuban Jong, or May and Yuban Jong, the Gan Yuban Jong, or Jan Yuban Jong, or Longan Yuban Jong, the Long Chiran Yuban Jong. No longer she will leave Namajir, no new banjong or Jim Dandy. No chival and your teeth have a number, Mamma, which you temper don't eat the year dinner, Jim Matoi. Mate, Jenna, Chiva did our rubber trouble journey, though Joan early and cheer. Chivala, Namia, Mamuzo, she took him his own Jim Dandy, Jim Namadron, the Shibana. Yem, the general Chiruva, she was told you, you bought it, and I may buy on the words of his on the very Gerardo, Gongun, Kulijan, Rongun Kulijan, and you send back on, don't told you, ye, such a lot of the new journey, Tamji, John. No, the Nurgian Aventure, and the 30 is done on Butches, the Tacos, the Namka, the Gazoo, the Rogers, the Yondron, the Ladon, the Saint John Business. No, Don and John, Tamji John, with me, Tadar, Nature Motor, and go to John Jews and Bachua, don't drop Gunner Jim the NDG, he run and coach on Jews and Bachua, not on drop Gunner Jim the NDG, on run, Kojan, the General Savannah, the numbers of dear Nerdy, Taman give you a chute on Bernon or Southern, but you more degenerate of a Nadigenerate of a shotgun, Turchon, dear Jim the NDG on Jews and Bass and Bachim, Gunner Bavard. Gunder Baba, 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 rangka dhendrar ji dhav ji chan ji lab ji pima la min jik dhen ji kham matir nyan chak dhen ji chanan do nama jom dhen di ji shak chan wa dhe yin di jang ju zanpa gandha pa jom dhen di ji chan gharan di jom dhen di la lan sum kruwa chin di jom dhen di la sama na dhe jnya sama jom dhen di la sama